Fish and Game Forecast, Saltwater. Middle Coast Focus, Corpus Christi. By Captain Jake Wheelis. Full on springtime. Spring is here in full force, and what a spring it's been in the Upper Laguna Madre and Corpus Christi Bay systems. As we move forward with the year, we will be keying on areas that have massive amounts of bait. This time of year, bait is unlike the winter, when we key on just a little bit, or one flip is good enough. This time of year, we want to see rafts of mullet and nervous water. Fish will be moving their diet to a full range of finfish and shrimp. The baits we will be throwing trying to match the hatch of croaker, piggy perch, menhaden, and the ever-frustrating hatch of glass minnows will be a variety of a straight-tail baits. The first bait that I want to mention is the 5-inch saltwater assassin shad. Second is the coastal brew dart in the 5-inch version. Third is the Lil Jon XL from Miralure. Fourth is the new Big Smooth from Down South, along with our top waters early in the morning. All these straight-tailed baits we will work in a variety of ways, from a very aggressive swimming action to a twitch pause, waiting on a fish to hit it on the paws. Colors this time of year are the same lighter colors in clean and clear water, your darker colors in darker water and in the early morning hours. That being said, in this neck of the woods, never leave the boat without pink or green in your arsenal. Let's talk about areas we will be combing in search of these big bites. This winter and spring, the King Ranch shoreline has been unreal, and it's going to continue. Find the bait you're going to get bites, look for color changes and potholes to key on. The numerous spoils are going to start getting very productive as the water starts to heat up. Look for the fish to pull off into deeper water adjacent to the spoil and flats. Again, bait is key. On the other side of the bridge, Shamrock Island and flats, as well as the croaker hole, will start to hold numbers of fish with the bait migrating into the bay, as well as the oyster beds that encompass Nueces Bay. In closing, I would like to remind everyone about the new limits that have been imposed on our trout fishery. Make sure to study them. Nothing makes a good day bad more than a ticket from the old warden. That being said, please only take what you need and practice CPR. As always, tight lines and good times. If you see me out there, come introduce yourself. Email Captain Wheelis at wheelis85@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.